Or I got to play this, though. This is fun. This is Stan Van Gundy.
Well, I think, you know, consistency. We talked about it before the game. He's been able to put together more games of playing well. And to come back off of the Philly game into this game tonight and play well and play both halves well, I think is a major, major step. And then, you know, to do what he did defensively and then hit the game winner, basically. Great, great night for him. Happy for him.
Yeah, no doubt. So it was great to sort of see that for sure, one way, shape, or form. Team still battling, four games left at Memphis tonight, at Dallas, at Golden State, and then host the Lakers on Sunday, Jordan. Four games. That's it. It's all they got. You said we've gotten some response already here as we wait for Jeff Duncan. We're going to talk to him about his latest piece on The Athletic. Go ahead.
Yeah, so WD4Life over on Twitter has a almost like a picture of three pictures, and it's rabbit season, and it's Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck. Is it Daffy Duck, or is that a...
Daffy.
Daffy Duck. Yeah.
Daphne would mean it would be a she, not a he.
Oh, you're right. That's in...
Daphne is Scooby-Doo, you're thinking.
Ah, yeah, you're right.
But you did tell me something there. All right, go ahead.
Zion. Zion season, and then they both look at the poster, Zion season. Mm-hmm. So it's open season on Zion.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Is it Neil over on Twitter? Better late than never. Drew never got calls in NOLA. It's an official versus NOLA thing. He's got a point there.
Mm-hmm. Convinced by that, huh? NBA officials, soccer NFL. Officials, NFL officials,
oh,
whatever officials.
Everyone's convinced.
Doesn't matter.
Everyone's convinced.
High school, college, pro. They all get together, send emails to one another, text messages. Hey, where you at today? Well, I'm calling the game Louisiana. Let's screw them.
Absolutely.
I figured that. Okay.
The Lady Lounge Sportscast over on Twitter. Took them long enough. I think I've heard a couple people say that it's taken them a little. It took them too long to make that statement. So, not alone. Jonathan, he's 100% right. If Zion is being dubbed as the next LeBron James, then it's been time to start protecting him like they protect LeBron. You see LeBron sit out the past couple weeks. Like you said, more than likely going to see him in this week come back magically.
Well, Mr. Miyagi came back.
Joseph also agrees. What took him so long? And then Will Rabb over on Twitter. He was right, which is why he got fined. All leagues should stop defending mediocre officials.
Not just because of the Zion situation here, but you know what? The officiating has been suspect at best this season. Not just like that game. Like, I watch other games, too. Have you thought about that or felt it?
I think the NBA as a whole is just kind of gone down in officiating the past two or three years from when I was watching it a few years back. But that could just be my opinion. I know there's some stats to back it up. I know Todd sent us some stats to where it's the same like it's always been. It's just different because of, you know, the environment that we're in nowadays. But, I kind of see your point and a lot of other people's points to where they feel like the game is being poorly officiated past year.
Yeah, I don't know. Just surprised, to say the least, when you look at it, right? I don't know. Here's Stan Van Gundy on the win.
You know, we persevered. That's what we did. The best thing we did is we stayed with it. We kept fighting. We didn't let the big-time shot he made at the end of the third quarter to put him up seven. We didn't let that, you know, gain them momentum. We didn't, you know, hang our heads. We just kept fighting, and that was the best thing. It was a very difficult game, uneven. We did not play very well offensively. They got to where they were shooting the ball really well, but we just kept fighting. I mean, there were times I was looking up, I'll be honest, wondering how we were where we were in the game because they were 10 for 22 at the free throw line. We're turning the ball over. I mean, we didn't play clean basketball, but we just kept fighting. And then defensively, I thought our guys did a much better job on the ball in the fourth quarter. And then Jackson was just there all the time, was there all the time. Best defensive game he's played this year.
Six blocks by Jackson Hayes there. Got to like that, right? I mean, you're starting to see him on the defensive side really turning things around.
Dan Van Gundy said that was his best game of his career. So, something to say. A lot of the players even know how to say something about Jackson Hayes after last night's game.
Yeah, so, I don't know, man. We'll see if this team can get in or not. I just like seeing these players with the effort, right?
All we've been asking for, play meaningful games and show that you right. want to be here and play for this New Orleans Pelicans team.
Here's Hayes on his blocks.
I mean, the guards are just playing really good defense and just sending the guy with the ball to the corner of the basket every time. So I was able to get over there and get the blocks pretty much. So that's just them and me just being athletic.
That athleticism, man, really helps you get a ton in, you know, on the defensive end, and you've seen him improve, no doubt. 800-998-1003, trying to get Jeff Duncan on here, as he wrote something pretty interesting over on The Athletic, and he said, if you have any questions about the Saints draft, what are you giggling about? What?
Did you see the news?
What news?
Minutes ago.
What?
Seconds ago, breaking, the Jaguars are planning to sign Tim Tebow to a one-year deal to play tight end. Did that shock you?
Meh, I guess.
What kind of answer was that? Wow.
What?
Dynamite drop in.
Well,
Monty.
No, I just, yeah. what do you want
can
me
we
to
play
do
the
about it?
Can we play the Monty sound
well,
bite for
that?
What
do you want me to do about it? What do you think? He's going to be Gronk? I mean, I don't know. What do you want me to get excited about? It's the Jaguars.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great insight.
Wow. 800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime into the conversation here, we'll try to get a hold of Jeff Duncan here at some point here this hour. He wrote over on The Athletic that if you have questions about the Saints draft, he says Jeff Ireland has the answers. And then he puts a quote from his story in there in which it says, you know, they don't see what we're seeing. It says Jeff Ireland breaks down the Saints draft. So he says that we're seeing something you're not seeing. Apparently, I guess the phones are down. Jeff's telling me he's trying to call in, and he can't get in. And that's probably why I can't get back and forth with the studio. Gotta love the weather.
That will explain it.
That's probably why it's not working right now. Jeff, if you hear me, we'll try again here next segment. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about fully looking at, you know, the draft class and stuff, but just your friends, your family, I don't know, what would you say would be the sense of what's going on there?
To be completely honest with you, this past 2 weeks have been hectic with just juggling everything with school. So, but what I have seen, your comparison to almost like a dinner that you thought was going to be, you know, extravagant. You didn't think at first it was really the best thing. And then once you got home, it kind of settled in and you really enjoyed the whole experience. So I kind of go along the same, you know, saying that you went by yesterday. Kind of have to take a step back. What did the Saints need at that moment this year? It is a rebuilding process, obviously. So I'm overall happy with it.
Jeff Duncan of The Athletic. Jeff, thanks for hopping on here. Don't know what was going on with the lines. Couldn't get a hold of your server. Thank you. How are you?
Doing good, Gus. How you doing, buddy?
Let's get right into it. I feel like literally your two-sentence tweet there is how I think a lot of people view the Saints draft class, right? It's so like, well, I guess they know something we don't. That's literally what Jeff Ireland told you.
Yeah, I think it was important to have that kind of in-depth insight from the guy that was pulling the trigger on most of those picks. I mean, it's a collaborative process, make no mistake. Nicky Loomis and Sean Payton and the entire personnel and scouting staff are involved in stacking the Saints board, but the guy that oversees the entire draft is Jeff Ireland, and he's got a very proven track record as an evaluator, very respected around the league.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was good to hear his thoughts on these players because he knows them better than anyone.
You know, it's interesting because I remember one of the first, I guess, times he spoke with everybody, Jeff, is one of the times that I remember the most. And that's over at that Senior Bowl when he brought up his first draft with Mickey and Sean. He had to, like, calm them down, almost send them out of the room because they wanted to trade everything. And I think having eyes outside of what you normally have has been a very good thing for this organization, don't you?
Well, it's a very, I think, good fit, Gus. Jeff Ireland, of course, comes from a scouting background. You know, he has a lot of scouting history in his family. And, you know, that's what he cut his teeth on in the NFL before he became a general manager for the Miami Dolphins. And that is not Mickey Loomis's background. He's the first to tell you. I mean, he came up in the business operations side of a football organization. So I think it's been a very good marriage between head coach Sean Payton, who has a very strong personnel background, along with Mickey Loomis and Jeff Ireland, kind of this three-headed brain trust. They, each of them have strengths and weaknesses that they can kind of play off of each other.
So when you look at, like, this draft class here as well, it's sort of interesting because when you hear people that have gone in and looked at either game video or film of these players, they bring up prototype, they bring in fits, they bring in, you know, mold, things of that nature. And this is, you think it's more Sean and Mickey's thing, or is this more of what Jeff Ireland seems to have as a philosophy of, this is what I think works, and we try to find players that fit in that, and then we make it happen?
Well, it's really none of the above. I think it's Bill Parcells. They learned under the Big Tuna. I mean, that's always been his philosophy. Remember, he had the famous line, you know, they want me to cook the dinner, but they don't want me to pick out the groceries. Don't let me pick out the groceries. I mean, that's Bill Parcells. I mean, he was a very strong-minded personnel guy as a head coach, and he believed in big players, big, fast, mentally tough football players. And that prototype is what the Saints have adhered to. They did it before Jeff Ireland got on, but not to the degree they have since Jeff Ireland came on board. And I think if you read the Q&A, you can see that there's a lot of players that they simply will hardly even consider because they don't fit into their prototypes, what they look for at certain positions. And it's not just size, speed, and the physical traits. It's also a lot of the intangible traits that they look for as far as being passionate about football, being intelligent, football IQ, all those things. They put a lot into that evaluation, and that's how they stack their board. And I think even Jeff said it, that there are a lot of players that you're either on the fence or you're not. And so that's why I think if people would understand that about the Saints personnel evaluations, they might not be quite as disillusioned when some of their favorite players aren't drafted and some of these players they didn't consider are.
You mean like LSU players?
Yeah.
Fans are convinced.
That's a good one. A good example, Gus. Last year, a lot of people were mocking Patrick Queen to the Saints.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was ever a consideration because he's an undersized linebacker and he doesn't fit their prototype. It doesn't mean they don't think he's a good player. He's just not a good player for them. And I think that's what people have to understand.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. You've written several books. You've known this organization, had interviews from ownership to Mickey to Sean several times, and now Jeff. So I kind of wanted to ask you this because I find this interesting. As we move on to a whole nother era, right, of Saints football post-Drew Brees, do you get a sense and feel that they are as adapt or ready to adapt as anyone to perhaps some of the trends or things that are changing in the NFL, in particular the quarterback position, how offenses are, maybe how you draft different defensive linemen like Peyton Turner and stuff like that. You're not looking for the big beefy guys. I need athleticism that can cover, linebackers that can cover, things like that. It feels to me like they are ready with that, right? We talked about that last year with Sean's kind of renewed sense of energy almost.
Yeah, I think that's a good observation. And I think they're excited about trying to adapt and to move into this post-Drew Brees era and see how they fare. I don't think anyone really knows how it's going to go. You know, I think Sean Payton is intrigued by the challenge and excited about trying to build a second team, a Super Bowl contender, with a second quarterback. I mean, he's never done it. That decade and a half of Drew Brees. Whether they can do it or not remains to be seen. I mean, Bill Parcells certainly learned a hard lesson this past year. We're going to find out how well he does it. I mean, I certainly have a respect for their staff and what they do there, but it's not as easy as replacing a Hall of Fame quarterback is, I think, the most difficult thing to do in the NFL. And it's not often that you get lucky like the Colts did with Andrew Luck or the Packers did with, you know, Aaron Rodgers. That just doesn't happen very often. So I think there's going to be a lot of growing pains and learning curves, not just for the fans, but also for, you know, the entire organization.
Two quick things that you can wrap up in one answer if you can, Jeff. Obviously, your thoughts on David Griffin, him being fined over the weekend. We've been talking about that most of the show. And then also, I know you've covered horse racing here as well. Your thoughts on having the Kentucky Derby winner testing positive, apparently.
Well, the first point, David Griffin knew what he was doing. I mean, he was backing a superstar, and that's an admirable quality for a general manager. He's trying to send a message across the bow for the future. He's investing in the future, and I'm sure he feels like $50,000 is worth that investment. As far as the Derby is concerned, I mean, I have very strong feelings about this. I think Bob Baffert should be banned from the sport. I feel like he's had – this isn't one or two tests, Gus. This is a dozen. I mean, I think over 40 positive tests in his career. This is not the first time it's happened. And to me, he's falling under the umbrella of Lance Armstrong and Barry Bonds and some of the other cheaters in the history of sports, and it's really a black eye for the sport of horse racing, and I think could be, you know, a transcendent moment for the sport if he does end up having some of those ramifications like some of the other disgraced cheaters that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, Medina Spirit failing the drug test. It's interesting, Jeff, as we wrap up, I saw today, and again, if you don't follow horse racing as much, you probably don't even know about this. This is not the first test this calendar year, right? It's like four since the start of the year?
Five in the past. I think it's five in the past calendar year. And there's always a different excuse. And the thing I would say, you know, the people that don't follow horse racing, the thing that is always, for someone like me that follows the sport, grew up in Louisville, when horses go to the lead like that horse did, Medina Spirit in the Derby, and a year ago, his other horse, Authentic, they go to the lead as a speed horse, and they never tire. It always raised my eyebrows. That's exactly how Jason Service and Jorge Navarro, two recently banned trainers, how their horses ran. And I just think, you know, when it quacks like a duck, you have to call it a duck. And that just doesn't happen continually like it does with some of Bob Baffert's horses.
He's doing the media rounds this morning, calling it cancel culture. Try to cancel culture is what's happening, and he didn't do anything. That's what he says.
Yeah, I saw that, and desperate times call for desperate measures, Gus.
Jeff, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, man.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, bud.
Appreciate it. Good stuff. Go check it out on The Athletic. Again, just a look-see behind the curtain, perhaps, if you're a Saints fan. On why the Saints draft the way they do and why the Saints look at players the way they do. It's really good and interesting stuff. Believe me, you'll enjoy the read. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
This is Mike Dettigi. If you love having the weekends to do special things, at Neal's Small Engine, you will find everything you need to keep your lawn nice and neat. We have Gravely and Skag Zero Turn lawnmowers and Echo, Shindawa and Steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Our showroom is the biggest in the South. So if you want the best products along with the best service, there's only one place to go. That's Neal's Small Engine Incorporated. Three locations to serve you in Houma, La Rose, and Thibodaux. It's the best on the bayou.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Hey, New Orleans, this is Nate Osborne, head coach of the NOLA Gold, your Major League Rugby team.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Cole Mayer of your NOLA Gold rugby team. The 2021 Major League Rugby season is here.
In the Shrine on Airline, now called the Gold Mine.
The Gold Mine is COVID conscious, so you can spread out around the stadium to enjoy the hard-hitting, non-stop action of Major League Rugby, filled with world-class players.
And mate, the best part is that our season tickets are about the same price as one game in other pro sports. Check us out at nolagoldrugby.com or just call 50 Rugby.
El Paso Mexican Grill and Steakhouse, Highway 1 in Raceland, features fantastic, authentic Mexican food and steaks. They have great lunch specials Monday to Fridays, plus enjoy happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 margaritas. And on Fridays, it's 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close, plus live music on Friday evenings. El Paso Mexican Food and Steakhouse on Highway 1 Raceland.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in, your thoughts on David Griffin and what he had to say back on Friday. Thoughts on the Jeff Ireland piece from Jeff Duncan, if you listened or read that as well. Medina Spirit, you heard Jeff Duncan say, I hadn't touched on that just yet, but he thinks Bob Affer should be banned for life.
Hitting the needle.
All right, I don't think this is a hot take.
What? Where are we going? Where are we going with this?
Are you tired of Aaron Rodgers talk? Because I sure as heck am. Like, literally, it was all 3 hours to get up all last week.
And during the Derby.
Live. I mean, like, I get.
He was at the Derby, and
I understand who he is and what it means. I honestly do. But, like, nothing new has happened. What? What are you raising your eyebrow and finger at?
Mm-mm.
What? Nothing new has happened.
Uh-huh.
What?
Try to find it real quick. I just saw it.
Because nothing new has happened.
No, it's Denver Broncos looking to make a major push. I'm trying to find it. I don't know where. There it is. Reportedly, the Broncos will pursue the Packers quarterback if he comes
available. Right, if he becomes available. Nothing's happened.
That's 4 hours ago.
Jason Lacanfor didn't need all that, though, to
send
out a little tweet.
Saw a quick tweet from CBS Sports HQ. Top NFC landing spots for Aaron Rodgers, according to Jason Lacanfor. Panthers, Saints, and Eagles. Hmm. I then went to the website, CBS.com. And under New Orleans Saints, there isn't anything that goes on in this league that Sean Payton isn't aware of.
Wow.
So because Sean Payton
is aware of it,
he's going to the Saints. And he is very unsettled at quarterback. Is he?
Is he unsettled?
Didn't he say that we already have the guys in the?
He's pretty confident in the quarterbacks he has.
I'm pretty sure he said the guys in the building.
Unsettled though.
Last season,
okay.
For the short term and the long term, he adds, he hasn't been in this position in forever.
Mm.
I don't think he's ever been in this position because he came along with Drew Brees at the same time. So I don't think he's ever been in this situation before. And he's shown in the past he will move a lot of draft capital for a player.
Mm-hmm.
As example, Marcus Davenport, trade anyone. By the way, we also saw how that turned out to be. He shopped guys like Michael Thomas before. And does Marshawn Lattimore definitely have a long-term future there? Need an offensive lineman, he asked. He's got plenty. Payton avoided taking a QB high in this draft. He has a roster still built to win right now.
So you think they're still built to win now, huh? Schedule comes out on Wednesday. Do you think they're built to win now?
Well, Jason Lacanfora has a different take than a lot of people that I've been seeing on national media because it is doomsday
Ryan
for the
Clark,
New Orleans
by
Saints.
The way, this morning said Saints are not making the playoffs.
I saw Good Morning Football. There was... You make your selections before the game.
Right.
Well, it was like selections before the season.
Mm-hmm.
Who team the most likely fall off from making the playoffs?
Fall off.
Two of the analysts picked the New Orleans Saints.
It's been a good run. It's been a good run.
Hey, what? Give credit to Jason LaCanfora.
What?
Giving Saints fans hopes everywhere.
Look, man, it's been a good run. The dome was packed. It was nice. You could show up on Sunday not worried about winning. It was just like how much you're going to win. That was when the offense was rolling, when Breeze was young. That maybe turned into, hey, might be tougher. But, you know, we're like the regular season, you were waiting for the playoffs, right? Right. Normally, most teams would be waiting for the schedule release, like, oh, let's see where you are.
We don't care.
The Saints looked at gauntlets and said, what gauntlet?
We are the gauntlet.
Yeah. We won't play well the first 3 weeks of the season, and we'll win 8 to 9 in a row. That's what we do.
We'll panic the first 2 weeks.
Oh, absolutely we'll panic. Yes.
Get rid of everybody.
Yes. I will send a GIF against the Detroit Lions. By the way, Drew said that was his best game of the year. They were down 14-0. You hadn't had a second sip of beer. They were down 14-0. Drew, best game of my year that I felt healthy. But it's over now, Jordan.
It's over.
It's over. 4-12?
Oh, come on.
Why? Are you going 5-13? You giving them an extra win? Half dozen wins. Are you ready to give them half dozen?
I told you.
What?
I have it on the sticky note in studio.
No, but it's over.
Saints win at least 10 games.
But it's over.
Well, I mean, me and Jason LaCanfora say otherwise. We got a shot at Rodgers.
Oh, that's the only way this works then, huh?
No.
Okay.
What is a way?
Look, it was beautiful while it lasted. Right? I mean, I think it's really nice that Jeff Ireland sat down with Jeff Duncan and try to explain we know what we're doing. If y'all saw what we saw, you know. Meanwhile, Saints fans hear this playing in the background.
I don't know why. Why you're doing this. You're creating a narrative.
No, no narrative. I haven't found many Saints fans. Mind you, they don't scout and they don't really watch film.
We're contributing to fake news.
I love when fans say I watch film. What do you mean? Like you. You pull up YouTube highlights. By the way, they're called highlights for a reason. They're called moments of said game in which they do something well.
Yeah, you never see anything bad. That's
no.
Why when a new player comes, I can't wait to see him.
Oh, look how good he is. Davenport looked real good.
Only saw his highlights.
How long was Davenport's YouTube video highlights, by the way? Just curious.
In college?
Yes, in college. UTSA. Davenport highlights.
It's been a while since I've typed.
Well, it's been a while anyone's looked at them.
College highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
What we got here? Ooh, that's a low number now.
Ooh, I told you, yeah. 7 minutes is the
bare minimum. Like, you think seven, the guy's a starter, he's a stud.
Yes.
What do we have here, a grand total of?
346. Ooh.
It's pretty accurate.
Again,
highlights, which means how long are they, too? I mean, because I've seen some highlights.
If you think about it, it is a kind.
Is it 3:48 of like 6 second highlights, or it's each highlight like 12 seconds, and then they show him walking off the field,
different angle.
Yeah, that's right. Replays of the same play. Like, is it three plays, six different, you know, camera angles?
It really hasn't failed me yet. It really hasn't. It's a good parameter,
but Jordan. This is the season that turns around. Here it is, baby. All it took was drafting another defensive end. Rafael Esparza next on ESPN New Orleans.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Recent data shows that out of all female-owned businesses, it's estimated that 1 in 3 is owned by a mom. CEO and founder Talia Goldstein is one such mompreneur. She needs to hire several matchmakers a month for her personalized matchmaking company, so she uses ZipRecruiter to find the right people for her job quickly. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere. Plus, top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Jordan, now this semester, is it done now? You took your last final today?
No. I took my first final today.
Oh, you still got more?
Yeah, but that was the hardest one.
All right.
I won't be here tomorrow because I have to do my live shot, so that will be the last time that I won't be here.
And then you're off, school's out for the summer.
Yes. I have to take a mythology, which January 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Of this year, I said mythology is going to be easy. I got
No, I told you it was not going to be easy.
I have an A.
Rafael Esparza, Doc Sports, VSI Doc Sports, all enjoy. Do you have an A in mythology?
An A.
Now, Rafael, how versed are you in Greek mythology?
You can't test me. Right,
movie wise, I'm dead on.
Okay.
Stuff in the books, not so good. I'm an uncollege guy. I never went to college, but get paid to watch TV.
What Greek god or demigod would you best associate our intern with? I called them Icarus at the beginning of the season,
and that's
season.
The person who flies up too close to the sun and he
wings.
Melts his wings.
Yeah. But you're also responsible. You're basically Cupid as well. So
well, you really don't learn.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm, kind of feeling here as well. So I went Icarus. What do you think?
I would say Thor's assistant's name. So maybe something like that. I don't know what the name would be, but an assistant to somebody.
I wonder if there's demigods that are assistants to a great god or something. Okay, we'll have some fun with that. No, the reason I was asking if Jordan was done was because I know you're doing renovations to your house, and you could probably use an extra hand.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That is in construction.
I can use some guys to paint pretty soon and stuff like that, hang new ceiling fans and TVs and stuff like that, because I won't be able to do any lifting for a while, so I need someone to do it.
What's your hope? I mean, I could give you a going rate if you...
A going rate. So you wouldn't just do that out of the kindness of your heart to one of our good friends, huh? Going rate.
If he wants, he's Mr. Vegas. He's, he's a high roller.
Wow. Taking advantage of you in your time of need there, Rafael. Wouldn't expect anything less, by the way. So look, I don't know if you paid attention, but David Griffin kind of came out, got fined 50 G's for Zion, the officials feeling he let them down, whatever. When you take a look at the NBA just officiating, how much has it been a point of contention in terms of, the gambling world? I mean, The non-foul call by Jokic on Zion, I don't know if the Pels win that game or not, but, you're at least in overtime or something. You know what I'm getting at? Like, how many times have, I'm not going to say people call for refunds, but probably could have won money if a call or two would have gone our way?
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of agree with Zion said afterwards. That's how the NBA is. I mean, he's a second year in a league, he's not going to get a lot of calls that you're going to see LeBron and KD and AD and all them get. I respect that because he knows the league and he probably knows what's going on behind closed doors. And I'm sure players are probably telling him the same thing. And I totally agree with the management team did in New Orleans. They're just sticking up for their boys. So I agree on both sides of the spectrum in this one.
Anthony Davis led the Lakers to a win over the Suns yesterday. I jokingly text my Laker buddy, Travis. I said, LeBron didn't like headlines being named somewhere else, so that ankle will magically heal. Sure enough, this morning, it's either today, tomorrow, or Thursday, LeBron will be back, so the ankle has healed, if they're healthy. Are the Lakers winners of the Western Conference? Are you seeing the betting public get a little more confident if they come back?
We had so much money on them early, so we would like to see some more money to bet on the Clippers, Jazz, and Suns. But I think they need to be 100% healthy. And I'm just talking not just those two. I think other guys need to be healthy and other guys need to step up, because I just don't see them having the depth to beat the Suns, Jazz, or Clippers. I mean, I think the West will be a four-team race. And I know I'm excluding Denver, but I just think Clippers, Jazz, and Suns, I think, are the only three teams I think that can probably win a seven-game series against L.A.
I know, look, obviously there's going to be some people that love to bet on action whenever there is action in those games, but have you seen or increased an increased activity with so many games meaning something as opposed to, say, you would on a normal NBA season at this point of the year? Like, are more people into these games because they all matter and mean something, I guess is what I'm trying to get at, than you've seen in the past?
Oh, yes, a lot. We're getting a lot more action on the last couple of weeks in the NBA than we normally will, because some of these games wouldn't mean anything, and so people would just be waiting for the playoffs on not that much action. But we've seen some great games the last couple of weeks, some great weekend games that had playoff implications that wouldn't have been playoff implications if it was last year. So, yeah, it's been fun. I mean, I know Houston, Portland's a big number today, 14.5, but that game has meaning. I mean, Utah, Golden State has meaning. Almost every game today has meaning on the board, except maybe Indiana, Cleveland. But every other game that's being played today has some kind of playoff implication meaning.
Speaking of implications, speak with Rafael Esparza, VSI Doc Sports. How do you and your guys over there in the desert deal with things like Medina Spirit and the Kentucky Derby? Bob Baffert's been banned or suspended at Churchill Downs. Right now, the win in the Derby stands for now, but if the findings are upheld, then it will be changed differently. So how does that work? I mean, do you give money back? Do other people win? Or once the race ends, the race ends?
The race ends the way the race ends. And we've seen this in before and based in other sports where they change the outcome. And we've already paid tickets. We can't get ask that money to come back that we paid tickets. I mean, for customer service, if people have future bets, we might put the refund back on that just for customer service issues. But it is what it is. I just like how our former president blamed the current president of why Medina Spirit tested positive. I thought that was the funniest story I read in a very long time this morning as I was watching the rain just come down in buckets at 3 in the morning.
It did come down in buckets. I didn't see that. That he legitimately blamed. Okay, anyway. I don't know what to say about that. Do you have a prop on already? Does Bab Baffert get to trade another horse that'll be allowed to race?
I mean, we're waiting. I mean, today was supposed to be the announcement of Preakness order,
right?
And they just suspended it for till tomorrow to see if his test results come back. I don't know what's going to happen. I heard now that they're blaming one of the guys that were combing the horse. And maybe he gave it to someone. I don't know.
What did he sneeze? He sneezed the steroid? Is that what happened? That's it.
I don't know what's going to happen. Anyway, this is going to blow over, because I'm sorry Churchill Downs needs Bob Baffert. Horse racing needs Bob Baffert. I don't think he races. I think if he tests negative again, then I think he does not run at the Preakness, and we won't see a Triple Crown at all this year.
I think Raphael might have won some money this Derby.
You need me on that rail.
I faded him. I didn't think Medina Spirit had a shot. So he and I'm not going to complain. I want my money back and all that. It is what it is.
Bob Baffert, by the way, or Medina Spirit, is Baffert's fifth horse known to have failed a drug test in just over a year. So here you go. It's maybe. Apparently, that's a thing over here. You know, never know. All right, so I asked you a little bit of the NBA. I got to. I know you cannot wait to mock the 2025 NFL draft for me, but at least you can tell me this, because like I told Jordan, legitimately, last segment, I'm kind of tired of the Aaron Rodgers chatter, right? I mean, I just kind of am, because nothing really new has sort of come about it. But does that mean that the betting public right now still sort of feels that he's going to be a Packer or not a Packer? What are you feeling?
I think he's going to be a Packer, but you would not be sad about this story if the New Orleans Saints was one of his teams that he wanted to come to. You'd be jumping for joy, asking, how can we get him to come to New Orleans? So I don't believe you that you're sick of the story just because the story does not involve the Saints, but I am. I think we're going to see more news come out when June comes in. I'm tired of the story now, but in June, if he's still grumbling and he's not showing up and all that, and they're finding him, then I think it's going to be very interesting. And I still think the Saints, Eagles, other teams in the NFC have a very, very good shot, not just AFC teams.
All right, Raphael, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Updated Super Bowl odds since the Jacksonville Jaguars acquired former quarterback Tim Tebow, now looking to be the tight end of the Jacksonville Jaguars. What are the updated Super Bowl odds? Because that's a huge move in the league.
I saw that today, and I don't know if they're maybe just trying to sell jerseys.
Playoffs.
Or maybe do
playoffs.
Super Bowl.
They're 120-1 to win the Super Bowl right now. We have not budged on them. We have not moved on them. We're not going to move on them. Do I think tickets are going to come in? Yes, I think people are going to bet the Jaguars now.
I think I have 20.
Just like they bet the Jets the day after the draft. So I can guarantee you will probably take about 50 to 100 tickets written on the Jaguars in the next 30
days. Dude, I have a 20 spot in my wallet. First TD pass for Trevor Lawrence goes to Tim Tebow.
Ugh.
What would I get?
Hilarious.
What would my odds get? Can you give me like 1,000 to 1?
That would probably be like about plus 455 to 1 because I think the betting public will be all over you with that.
Yeah, a buck's almost 500 bucks though, right? I mean, so if I do 20, that's sushi at least.
That's sushi for a couple of days. Yeah, you're right. But I'm sure they're going to the bosses. I just finished Black Panther 2 odds just now, and they're going to be hitting the betting board in about 25 minutes, I'm sure. My PR team's going to be emailing me saying, how many Tim Tebow odds can you do today?
Okay. What happened in the fisticuffs over the weekend?
Canelo. The uppercut that shocked the world that broke a guy's eye socket and cheekbone that Billy Joe Saunders had to stop it. One judge had it almost a pick'em at that time. I had Billy Joe Saunders winning 3 to 4 rounds in that fight, and then the power of Canelo was just too much. He will fight in September, and he'll probably fight Caleb Plant to get all those middleweight belts, so it's going to be very interesting.
It was a heck of a shot, wasn't it? I mean, I saw so many gifs and people reacting to it, man. He's kind of a fun fighter to watch, isn't he?
He is. I mean, I'm so mad that he got suspended for so-called eating tainted meat during the Triple G. I still think he lost one of those Triple G fights, so I'm a little bit biased on that. But you can't knock what he's done in the sport. I mean, all he's done, and he's fought everybody. He has not scared away from anybody. He's fought a lot of top-notch people. So, like I said, Caleb Plant will be next. And then I think he moves up to light heavyweight after that. He's only 30 years old. He's still in his boxing prime.
As always, man, appreciate the time. And Jordan, again, you know, he may need a little help here in the next couple of weeks if you're free.
Text me what you're looking to pay. I might be able to beat the competitors.
It's unbelievable.
Minimum wage.
Well, minimum wage is pretty good right now. About 15 to 20 bucks an hour.
What is minimum wage now? What is it, $20? Well, apparently. Well.
There he goes.
See you, Raphael.
VSI Doc Sports. The way to follow Raphael Esparza. Quick break. We'll come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. They have the shield. Nothing can do.
Is approaching, and so are the red-hot deals.
Red-hot deals.
At Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma.
Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
This is John.
Hey, my name is John Jackson.
He's not some actor. He's a steward of the land with a John Deere 3 Series tractor. John runs with us. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 3-Series tractor with 0% APR for 72 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2316.
Drive Green, going on now until May 23rd, 2021 at Homa Tractor, next to the tunnel.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But E-Tail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing E-Tail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. E-Tail is on for business.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodaux, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at josepsic@viscom.net.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to The Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
It is sunny outside, finally.
Told you, I brought the ray of light.
Did you run into your parents' room when there was lightning and rainstorms as a kid? That's the stage we're in right now. You didn't answer that, by the way, so you did.
I did. I was petrified.
That's fine.
I was petrified of lightning. Mm-hmm. Now my dog does it. My dog's taking the place.
245, 310, 345, 415, 435, 6. Because, you know, there was a whole, like, a training effect of thunderstorms over here on the South Shore. Mm-hmm. Mama! Carver, go to sleep. I'm not a bad dad for saying that, huh?
No.
Carver's just lightning, you're fine, go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're fine. Dad said the same thing.
Right.
I don't know what that whole stage was about, though.
I mean, I get it. No, look, we were, like, stuff was hitting all around us. I mean, it was almost like, was it War of the Worlds, right? Remember that with the Cruise movie? There was lightning, like, right there in your street and everything. Through the ground. I mean, that's kind of what it sounded like. It was legit. It was a legit, like, I jumped once or twice. The dog jumped once or twice in bed. I'm just saying I'm a little sleepy. I just texted my wife, how you doing today? And I got the emoji where, you know, you're yawning. Got to go to bed early today. After Pels take on Memphis. 7 o'clock. I've been talking about some of the comments that David Griffin made on Friday. Pels fans, I want to hear from you. You've been chiming in on social media. At ESPN Radio NOLA as well, on your thought of it. And then we'll touch on the Pels winning last night, 112-110. Nikhil Alexander-Walker back. How great was that? Jackson Hayes, 6 blocks, man. He's really improved this game, hasn't he? Like, legitimately? I loved what Stan Van Gundy was talking about in terms of the improvement to Jackson Hayes.
Well, I think, you know, consistency. We talked about it before the game. He's been able to put together more games of playing well. And to come back off of the Philly game into this game tonight and play well and play both halves well, I think is a major, major step. And then, you know, to do what he did defensively and then hit the game winner, basically. Great, great night for him. Happy for him.
Like that. And again, that last play at the end really, it's the game, right? How nice is it to actually have a guard that can penetrate? I'm not going to go there. You know, pass it not at someone's shin or the ink. What?
Are you talking about old Eric?
Old Lonzo, too, my friend.
Lonzo getting inbound, baseline left. You got to get it in first.
Even Todd had
floats it out to
no
the timeline.
That was
Jackson, one dribble in the keel. They're going to play defense. Nikhil with 10 on the shot clock. Drives into the lane. Kick it to the trailing Hayes. One dribble. Floats it up and in over the front.
Yes, sir.
Little baby right hand hook for Jackson Hayes.
Yeah. Isn't that nice when that happens like that?
Speaking of Eric.
What?
What? Why is it every time that we get a player with the first name Eric, he can't do anything on the
Pelicans? You
know
what? Why don't you give him some respect? He actually
did something.
Now Najee, kick it right corner, Bledsoe, three on the way and in for Eric Bledsoe.
Huh? Todd kind of seemed surprised there.
Who is it?
Bled, sprinting into the front court. Bounce feed to the trailing Marshall, back to Bled, right wing three on the way, nothing but net.
Well, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. About that? And then a little later in the game.
Just now into the front court. Hernan Gomez, yeah, Johnson, and Najee, so no changes. Bledsoe fouled, throw it up, get in! He does it again!
I'm telling you, it has been amazing to watch him operate here these last couple of weeks where he's just drawing foul after foul after foul.
There you go, Jordan. Eric Bledsoe show.
Career best as a Pelican.
Stop it. Guess you're just bringing it up, though, right?
Just bringing it up. Uh-huh. Giving it a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Gordon, Eric Bledsoe. Which one comes next?
How many Erics have the Pelicans Hornets had in their careers?
I know they've had those two. They've had those two.
They've had those two? You're terrible.
And if we can't remember the other ones, then we know why. Because they also sucked.
I mean, he had the highest point total yesterday. 24. Which means he'll have 4 tonight. You know what? I got faith. I think the Pels win tonight. What do you think?
I don't want to do this.
You got nothing?
I don't want to do this because Todd's going to hate me for it.
Why? There's no bearing on it. You literally cannot affect the outcome of a game. Don't listen to Todd. There's nothing you can do to affect the outcome
of
the game.
So now you're agreeing with me. There's nothing they can do. Well,
actually, you're right. Never mind. Shut up.
The Pelicans. The Pelicans haven't lost to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Here we go. And now they lose by 40 tonight.
Since Zion and Ja came into the league.
Well, there you go. And guess what's going to happen tonight now? What's going to happen tonight?
They're going to lose.
Well, Nikhil Alexander Walker, though, right? At least he can bring that positive energy touched on after the game yesterday on this do-or-die mentality now with 4 left.
It has to be. I mean, because when you're playing from the outside looking in, like you never want to look back at the end of these 5 games and say, dang, if we had just that one. We got to treat everyone like it's do or die because we never know which one of these games will actually help us get in. So we have to treat them all like this is the one that's going to get us in.
You know that?
No, wait, come on.
That's really
Todd,
incredible.
If you're listening right now,
I never said we were going to win. What did he just say?
I never said it's a guarantee.
What did he just tell you?
He said, well, that's it.
Yeah. I told you not to say anything.
But I never said that it's a guaranteed win because – since Ja Morant and Zion have entered the league, the Pelicans haven't lost against the Grizzlies.
Right. It's the same thing when an announcer in a game goes, and now here comes...
I just said it.
Here comes Will Lutz, had missed an extra point in 750 point afters. Boom!
I said that I was scared because of that stat. I never said, we got this in the bag because of that stat.
So you missed the conversation with me and Maddie last Tuesday. About 45 minutes on the Denver games.
Oh, don't even...
Exactly! Who coaches scared? Who does that? Why did you do this? I was looking forward to a nice evening, you know?
Ja Morant. 50.
Wow. 50, huh? Well, look, you could be on to something. I didn't even know Terry Rozier was in the league. You dropped 40-something. Pelicans basketball making history. Who's dropping 40 tonight?
Also, Jackson Hayes making history last night.
Yes. People think I'm kidding. I should get some royalties on this. Seriously.
No, you shouldn't.
It's a much better slogan than bow down right now.
Congratulations. You finally hit on one of your 1,000 darts.
Look, I got a ton of ideas, and most of them are very good if people would just listen and implement them. I tell it to my wife all the time. If you just listen.
Elgato Nero.
Oh,
What? What now?
Kendrick Perkins had something to, had to take on.
Yeah, it's the lead segment.
Yeah,
it's the lead segment. Is Zion Williamson being officiated? It's coming up on the jump. You know that, right? Highly questionable. Just talked about it. If he's being officiated unfairly, let's hear from your Pels fans on that a little bit if you'd like. Marlon Fairwright, 215. Daniel Salison, 230. I'll play some more of the Griffin comments. If you haven't heard it, we did it in hour number one. Again, I think in short, I get it. I understand it. It's probably something he had to do. At the same time, where are the teammates? And Zion, dude, I mean, you're close to three. I mean,
one of the strongest players in the league.
But you heard, you made fun of me. You made fun of me weeks ago when I said, can we stop being the layup king?
What does dunking the ball have to do with this?
It's a mentality, man. Going strong to the rim is a mentality. It's a mentality.
He's still going to get hacked going to the rim,
though.
That's
fine, but me laying it in, my fingers exposed, as opposed to I'm coming at you with force, and I'm bringing ball and said forearm and hand downward.
See what I'm doing right now?
It's a mentality.
See, you know that big.
It's ball. You're getting in my way. Exactly.
See that elbow?
I saw that elbow.
You can still lay.
That's what I'm saying.
You can still lay the ball up, but boom.
That's what I'm asking. Where are my teammates?
It's a 1-2 motion.
Boom. All I'm going to say to this, and if the graph is rolling his eyes, I just. Cubs Dodgers.
Oh my gosh, here we go.
Somebody throws at Mookie Betts after he hits a bomb. What do you think is happening the next time Chris Bryant, Rizzo, or Baez comes up? What do you think is happening? At the very least, chin music. And guess what happens the next time there's a double play? Spikes up in the second. It shouldn't take your vice president, the head of basketball, to come on and be like, we failed you. David, I don't know if you, come on, man.
Just found out something interesting.
Somebody in that locker room there get a little ticked off.
Just got texted by somebody this. By the way, Josh Hart tore his thumb dunking.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Right. Well.
So to your point, Gus.
There is, that's the worst point ever, by the way. Who was that?
I can't tell you that information.
Exactly. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot!